We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls wrestling as the district state qualifying meet coming up on Friday night. SWAT is heading to Red Oak to compete, try to get girls into the state tournament. Tyler South, head coach for SWAT wrestling, with us here on KSOM. So, Coach, how are you feeling about your team as you come into regionals?
We're feeling pretty good. We came out on a Christmas break. A lot of sickness going through the team. Everybody's kind of gotten over it, worked through it. I think it went through about everybody, but everybody's back feeling healthy and feeling good. They're ready to compete and extend their season another week. So they're ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you make of the competition, that you're going to see there at Red Oak?
There's some good competition down there. It's going to be a good regionals. We got some girls that are going to have some fights going on, and we got some that are looking for redemption against us as well. So there's going to be some good matches, I think.
So, I mean, is there any girls you feel like are going to have hard brackets? Go through some of your girls and what you expect from some of those, any hard, talented, weight classes.
Oh boy, we kind of jump around the board there. Jazz Christensen, she's got some girls there that are looking for some redemption against her. She's gonna have a couple tough matches. Nadia South at 110 is gonna be kind of in a tough bracket as well. The way she's been wrestling lately, though, she's looking pretty good. I have complete confidence in her. Destiny Fry, she's looking pretty good here lately. She's had some tough matches here the last couple of weeks that they kind of wrote her off, didn't think she was going to be much competition, and she took it to them and wrestled hard, wrestled against some ranked girls. Going on up the ladder, Liliana Tafoya's got a couple girls that are going to be tough in her bracket. She's coming off of illness as well, but she's been healthy for the last couple weeks, so she's feeling pretty good. Stella at 170, she's got some tough matches. She has several that she had last time we met. She's got wins over them. I know Nancy Bowman's gonna be coming out looking for a win and looking for some redemption. They've gone back and forth this year. Ellen Gerlach, she's looking to be back at state at 190. She's got some tough competition in her bracket as well. She's looking to be a three-time qualifier this year, so she's coming out hard and looking good as well. So,
yeah, let me ask you further about Stella. I mean, how strong is she right now, and just what has been the key for her, this success as she comes in to districts? I mean, I'm sure for a sophomore to go 36-3 is pretty impressive, and she's been kind of dominant throughout this year, it seems like.
Yeah, she's just been super focused this year. She's not worried about her next match or worried about her previous match. She's just taking them one at a time. As she steps on the mat, she doesn't care who's in front of her, who's across that line from her. She's just ready to go and compete. She's been wrestling really good, and she's been healthy here the last month or so. She's just a competitor. She doesn't care who it is, doesn't care who she's up against. She'll step on the mat with them and give them a run. So,
and what generally have you been doing to kind of prepare these girls here recently for this? I mean, this is for all the marbles right now. If you don't win out of your weight class here, your season is over with.
Yep. We just keep telling them it doesn't matter who you're going up against. Don't be looking at track. Don't be looking at rankings. Just focus on wrestling. Come into practice with a positive attitude. Come in willing to work and willing to learn. And that's kind of what they've been doing, is just competing. They've really been focused this year. The whole team has, is to not caring who they have to wrestle. They're ready to go out and wrestle.
And then what does it mean also for you with this being the first year that things are divided into classes, 1A, 2A. I mean, this year when you get to state, you're not going up against the larger schools anymore. You know, better chances at state championships, I guess, that way. You know, how do you feel just about them finally breaking things down into classifications?
Breaking it down into two classes, it's going to make it real interesting at regionals. They're taking the top two this year instead of the top four like they did the first 2 years. So you pretty much have to be in the finals right away to try and seal the deal to be on to state. There's going to be a lot of heartbreak over there throughout the state because of taking the top two. So there's a lot of good wrestlers out there, a lot of good competition, and there's going to be some that are real tough brackets, and it's just going to be real interesting this first year, just having the top two go instead of the top four.
Well, it all starts tomorrow on Friday with a 4 p.m. start time. Again, you'll be competing against some other schools like Audubon and Harlan, Riverside, Southwest Valley, plenty of other good teams at Red Oak. So trying to get to state, Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to your SWAT girls as they try to qualify to go to Coralville next week. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Tyler Sal, head coach for SWAT Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.